for the man who kept himself clean, at least with his shirt, no style. The Auckland Cup last year as the coach of the Sydney Stars, but unfortunately we won't need to go to sydneystarsrugby.com.au anymore. And this man's name is Peter Playford. Now, Peter, tell us a little bit of this terrible revelation that the Stars are on the way out. But it's interesting considering the Waratahs never really supported the Auckland Cup teams. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Look, I think we're under the impression that the first 2 years was a trial and error with the Australian Rugby Union, and now they've just signed another 5-year licence. So upon review, one team had to miss out. They went from 4 down to 3, which made sense without a bye, just to shorten the seasons. Sydney Stars only had really one main Shoot Shield club that fed into it, so it probably offended the least amount of people. You know, so we're in the process now of talking to another one of the clubs to make it one of the stronger clubs in the comp, which I think, you know, we're all out there for one goal, is to win the World Cup. You know, and how we can all feed in is how we want it to work.
Well, how do you enjoy your time as the coach of the Stars? You know, they came up with all the noise and all the hype in the first year. They were going to go out there and destroy everybody. And it ended up being the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles with the mob who ended up doing the job and nearly winning it. And, of course, last year you helped yourself to a semi-final spot in spite of having to carry that Tim Davidson. But, how do you enjoy the whole process?
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. It was a good chance to be able to run a program how I thought it should be run, you know, with all my experience in rugby and the time pressures that we're under. So, you know, we ticked a lot of the boxes in terms of performance, and look, I was really happy for the boys that they made it to the final, and also with the likes of the assistant coaches, Dan Parks, who's set for a huge coaching career, Tim Davidson, who's now looking after university, and the great Dave Lyons. So, you know, we couldn't have asked for a better bunch of guys, and they did really well.
And your career yourself, you played with the Brumbies and the Waratahs, and do you look back on your career after being such a star as a kid, scoring 1,000 tries for Sydney University, pretty happy with the playing career, and were you happy with that transition into a business life, and what are you doing now, because you now join the big crew of people that are known as Sacked Coach?
I was happy with the rugby career in terms of what I got out of it. You know, performance is always, and having fun was the main thing. I've transitioned to a business that's an eyewear business, and so now I'm the GM of sales there. So, you know, we're growing. We're now in 55 countries, and, you know, sales have doubled over the last couple of years. So, in terms of the Sacked Rugby Coach, you know, it's a title that you know, only the greats have. So, look, it was more of a point. I wasn't going to coach again next year anyway. You know, I'd done what I had to do in coaching, and now, you know, I'm entering the administration side of rugby. So, looking forward to carving my own there and making the competition grow even more.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, and also your impressions of the Auckland Cup in the first 2 years.
Look, I think the intention's there. I think they're doing a great job in terms of what's required. If you look at the major models around the world, like the Currie Cup and the ITM Cup, you know, it's a must-have. It's just the perception of the unions that it can't sit as a fourth tier. It's got to sit as a third tier. In New South Wales in particular, you've got a lot of club interests. So as soon as they break that down, you know, we should be set for a couple of World Cups where we win. You know, if you look at New Zealand, you know, they've managed to pull it off. So having played over there, you know where club rugby sits, and everyone aspires to play NRC. I just think New South Wales have to get their head around that. Once they do, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of success.